Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, please.
I'm live streaming right now. I got my brother Mark Whippin' Mark live with me. I got Tony Versus with me. Tony Versus is my number one host tonight with my co-host brother Mark live. We're going to take it back to the 90s. So let me bring both of my brothers in. Let me bring in my man, yo, Mark Whippin'. Peace, you hear?
Mm-hmm.
Mark,
what up,
best. No
what
doubt.
Up, what
let me
up?
Bring in my, let me bring in my brother Tony Verse. Tony Versus, what's good? You in?
Yo. What's up? Nice to see you.
Last time I saw you was at the reunion. Oh, yeah. Hey, Tony, you already peeping me on YouTube?
Yeah.
Peeping the live stream? Okay, so you can see me?
Yeah, of course.
You can see me? Okay, yeah, salute. Hey, yo, Mark Live, say what up to Tony Versus. Tony Versus, say what up to Mark Live.
What up, y'all? What up?
How you doing?
Peace.
I'm glad we all together now and be able to talk about some good old days.
Yes,
right.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to get down the business. Now, I'm looking for your people's phone numbers that's going to call in, Tony Versus.
Yeah.
As soon as I ping them,
they're going to call.
Now, tonight is pretty bugged out. Well, not really bugged out, but SWV and Escape. Yo, I was watching some of it.
Oh, yeah, the Verses.
Yeah. On Verses tonight. Should look good, Mark.
Yeah, look good.
Yeah,
look real good.
I'm going to watch it after the show because I was busy. I wanted to promote, let people know that, you know, we got some good people in the building today, you know. We got some good stories. The funny thing is I haven't seen my boy since Donald Reunion. Next thing you know, I'm watching DMX's Memorial, and I see him on CBS. You know, I was like, oh, my God. So I text him, and we kind of talked and everything and decided to do this show and, you know, put everybody together and just, you know, reminisce. A little bit, I had a pleasure meeting DMX and Mike Francis. We met him at New Rochelle Club Palladium, and my man sat down with me for 3 hours and told God, I couldn't believe that he actually sat in one place for 3 hours because he's not like that. He always moves around. And dude, I don't know what came, like, he liked me, my aura, whatever, but we were just talking to him. I could not believe it. I didn't even mention the belly. I didn't mention anything else. We were talking God. And my brother's very religious, and he considered him as, like, a great preacher. So I am glad that I crossed paths with him in my life. It was like 2000.
And that's Mike Francis?
Excuse me?
That's Mike Francis you're talking about?
Yeah, Mike Francis.
Okay.
Mike Francis, actually, he also met Tupac. He told you the story when we did the Tunnel Reunion, you know. But
yeah.
Mike Francis was the real underground promoter. He was in charge of 150 promoters, and he put on a lot of DJs. And, like, you know, he always stayed in the, you know, he never liked the spotlight, you know. But Mike Francis used to work for Michael Alec, the old Limelight, you know. And he gave me a chance, you know, and together we became partners. We made music together. Right now he's a producer, big-time producer. All he knew since he grew up as a kid is promotion. You know, I did a lot of different things, you know, but he taught me how to promote, and we are the first ones that will bring in thousands of people to mega clubs, you know, before festivals, before anything, you know. So I met so many people that became so famous now, like it's been 20, 30 years, you know, and it's just crazy. But, you know, I want to ask you a couple of questions because I know you were holding the show for a while. And when did you start doing the show?
Well, the show was given to me from these brothers from Ohio. This is when I was in Albany, New York, when I used to live in Albany. And these guys, actually, I was promoting this. You know who they are, Tony Versus. They give, damn, I can't think of their name, but it's a mixtape. Damn, it had come to me. But I was promoting this mixtape, and I was trying to get people to vote for me. And I was, of course, you know, we on Facebook, and I'm telling, you know, people, hey, why don't y'all vote for me? And it was like, sure, we'll vote for you if you call a radio station. So I called this radio station, 2 Radio ENT, and, you know, had a conversation. It was like, hey, we'd like to give you your own show. Did you say you were the Lord Manifest? And I was like, yeah, no doubt. Lord Manifest. So this was 2013, Tony Versus.
2013. You've been doing it for like 8 years now. Wow.
I've been off and on because I'll be traveling. I'll be traveling a lot, man. So I've been, one thing that's good with this, you can go with your laptop and take it anywhere you want to go, to the gym, wherever, and do the radio show. Because it doesn't require
I see you,
like
you went everywhere. You were in Florida, you were in Cali, you were Ohio, Albany. You were all over.
So what's dope about this show is that you ain't got to go anywhere. You don't have to go anywhere. Just call in like we're doing now, and we get busy. So the brothers that gave me the radio show, they stepped off, man. They kind of moved on. You know, they're still doing their thing. Hey, yo, Beavis Leeway, yo, shut up. Lajot Knight, that's right, yo, shut up. Beavis Leeway.
How did you come across that?
That's not you, Tony. What's you? Because you peeping me on YouTube. Is that you?
Yeah, of course. But you got a little
Beavis
delay.
Leeway. Okay. Okay. That, all right, shout out. No doubt. But, yeah, man. Yeah, so the guys, they moved on, man. They haven't really been hosting True Radio Entertainment. So, you know, I've just been, you know, doing a show here and there. Because I haven't did the show in a minute. But the thing is, my man, he always keep the True Radio Entertainment going on because, you know, he pays the fee to keep it going. So, you know, all I can do is do my job, come in and at least host the radio show.
Yeah, but you came, you know what I'm saying? You're doing very well, and podcasting the shows right now, that's what is really popping, you know? And how did you come across Wu-Tang?
Wait, hold up, Tony Versus. Wait just a second, because I can't leave my brother out. Yo, Mark Griffin, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Tony Versus, do you know who this guy Mark Griffin is? Mark Live?
Not really. Where, Mark, where are you from?
Hey, Mark, give this guy a super introduction, man. Give Tony Versus an introduction, Mark Live. Your resume.
Oh, God. I'm Mark Live from the group Raw Breed. We came out in 93. We were put on by KRS-One and D-Square from Boogie Down Productions.
Oh, wow.
And then my cousin is a rapper named Cool Keith from Ultra Magnetic. And Cool Keith and Ultra Magnetic produced the second Raw Breed and third Raw Breed albums on Warner Brothers. And then I came out to L.A. in 97 and started doing production. And then in 98, I started producing and rapping and, you know, being Ice-T second on stage in Rhyme Syndicate. So I've been rapping with Ice-T and producing him for 20 years. So, and you know, we've toured all around the world and done a bunch of stuff. And you know, I've produced, you know, I've done tracks for Fat Joe. I've done tracks for the Fugees. I've done tracks for.
Wow.
I even did stuff for Chris Cross back in the day. John Forte, Chino XL.
Chino XL, wow. We're going way back.
Yeah, so, yeah, you know, just...
I met Ice-T like 25 times, and he was shooting Law & Order. He's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I know him as Original Gangsta from the first album, Original Gangsta, when he did New Jack City. Don't forget, I came at 89 from Russia. So, I grew up in Russia. I lived in Italy and Austria. And when I got to America, hip-hop was my thing, you know?
Right.
Already.
And the first people I was listening to is Ice-T, N.W.A., Chubb Rock, K-Solo,
right.
Parrish, yeah. You know?
We have a show with EPMD, Big Daddy Kane.
Eric Sermon, I love
on,
Eric.
Who else is on the show we're doing next month in Michigan? But, yeah, we got a show. Me and Ice-T have a show out there.
Wow. Ice-T-A. You just hit me, man. Ice-T is like nobody, like, you know, give Ice-T his props, but he's the original gangster.
Yeah. It's damn, it's a big show. Ice-T, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Too Short, Big Daddy Kane, damn. Damn.
Wow. Wait, who's on the ticket?
It's Bone Thugs, Too Short, Big Daddy Kane, and EPMD, and us, Ice-T.
Oh, and everybody, because they opening up the show, man. I'm going to say, shout out to Valentine. Well, my brother HB keeping me on the tube, on the live stream. Yo, salute HB. Hey, yo, Mark Live, I take it everybody is vaccinated, man. They open the show, everybody got to be vaccinated, right?
I don't know none of the details, which is kind of weird, but I know my black ass is vaccinated.
Of course. One more thing. Hey, yo, Tony Versus.
Yes.
Yo, man, my bad. Yo, me and my daughter, we went and got vaccinated, man. So when I was supposed to call you back before getting busy with the show, man, I got shot in my arm, Tony Versus. Man, my arm was like a motherfucker, man.
Thank God I called you because I thought the show was Sunday.
Wait, say it again?
Thank God I called because I thought the show was Sunday.
No. The show is not canceled, not at all. I was thinking about you, but I forget to give you a call. That, like I said, because I got hit in my arm with the Madonna needle, and that just threw my mind for a loop. But, I mean, I'm better now. But I definitely was going to hit you, and I'm glad you called, because you didn't call me. I was going to call you anyway. That wasn't going to stop the show. That's like, you know, you take the vaccine, and your mind just go elsewhere, because you're thinking like, damn, I'm vaccinated. What else is about to happen? Like, everything is in my peripheral. You know, my beats, everything. You know, I'm looking at the wall, the flat screen. And I'm like, yo, what else is next? But now that I'm over that pain, so, you know, we're getting busy now.
All my friends, they got it, but then they start feeling loopy for like a day or two.
Yeah, I was feeling kind of down. Yo, hold up a second. Let me take this phone call right here. Let's see who this is. Hey, yo, 475-289. I'm Lord Manifest. What's your name, yo?
Peace, what up?
Who that? Reborn?
Reborn to Rebizzle, you already know.
Yo, Reborn, welcome back to the Lord Manifest show. What's going on, Reborn?
I'm chilling, man, enjoying my little staycation, you know what I'm saying, off like a whole week from work. So I'm going to definitely put a lot of work in the studio, work on his album, put the album out and all of that.
Okay. No doubt. Do me a solid, Reborn. If you on YouTube, which I know you are, go over there to the Radar Van. I'm live streaming now. Hit me all in the comments and, you know, let's have fun. If you can. You can stay talking to me. But you see me live streaming on YouTube, Revisal.
Yeah. All right.
Don't break out, Reborn, because you know we gonna do some things. We gonna talk about the tunnel. I know Tony Versus got some great stories. I got some great stories on that. So that was like back in the days.
You talking about the tunnel? I got the ultimate story that none of you niggas will ever be able to beat, but y'all can tell your stories and I'll tell mine at the end.
This works great because we got a great story about tonight and that works, man. So let's go ahead and pop off. But wait a minute. Before we get started, I got to always represent for all the guys out there today's mathematics. Since I'm starting back the show, y'all haven't heard from me in a few months. Since I'm starting back the show, and now this is May, which this is the power month, meaning it's the 5th, in which today we're building on, which is the number 8, you know what I mean, build and destroy. So as we get ready in politic or hip-hop, We gonna take it back and build on some real hip-hop and what you need to know. So with that being said, in order to build, you must destroy. That's how we get busy on today's mathematics. So I'm not going to go ahead and long-wind you. This is just how I start off the show because you know me as Lord Manifest. And Manifest is the manifest, my ways and actions, that I'm G-O-D and a flesh. So I'm just going to say, peace to the guards out there. And Tony Versus, since you're the number one guest tonight, I want you to go ahead and pop off, Tony Versus, with your, you know, take us back. Let's talk about, you know, how me and you first met and how I jumped on your flyer for the tunnel. And then we're going to swing it over to Mark Griffin and we're going to keep it going. And we're going to bring back Reborn. Revisit. Go ahead, Tony Versus, you got it.
Well, I started in 1996. You know, I got hired by Michael Francis, and Vin Diesel used to work for us.
Wow.
Vin Diesel used to be a bouncer in our club.
Okay.
That's
wow.
how he got his name. That's how he got his name. I met a lot of celebrities over there. And, yeah, we, first of all, we were doing dance nights at 7,000 people a night. And then the Mecca started. The Mecca started. I saw every single person, every single artist pop off with their first album, like Mobb Deep. And, you know, my partner actually met Tupac in there and treated him real nice and stuff. Yeah, I met Lil Wayne when he was 14. Yeah, you know. Funkmaster Flex has, I actually saw him on, he was doing a, what's it called, a lecture in some college, and he was telling his story how he got into Tunnel and everything and put in a lot of work to become who he is. But, yeah, the Tunnel, whoever touched the Tunnel became, like, if I speak to them now, they're even promoters, they branched out and became like festival builders. My friend is a movie producer. Like, they do all kinds of weird stuff, but they started out as little promoters, you know, and they just branched out. And it's so amazing that how I came across it and I wanted to get into podcast business. I was watching Drink Champs, Noriega, and Nori and Capone keep talking about the Tunnel. Then Fat Joe talking about the Tunnel. Everybody locked this and that. I'm like, man, we were behind the scenes. We used to pay out 100 bouncers on the Funkmaster Flex's night, you know, and like we were in the office. We knew, you know, everything before it happened and stuff like that. So it was really interesting. Like me, I met so many people by their first name, and then years later come to find out that he's a big time, you know, artists and producers and stuff like that.
Tony, pardon me a minute. Don't mean to interrupt you. Real quick, I'm a fan of Vin Diesel. You said Vin Diesel was a bouncer for y'all?
Mm-hmm. His real name is Mark Sinclair.
Mark Sinclair. Was that? What was Vin Diesel like in the beginning versus the way he acted on television movies? Like, you met him before he was on the big screen. What was that like, man? That's crazy. Vin Diesel, shout out.
He was mad cool. He was going to art school and stuff like that. You know, he was mad cool. He's very short, and he was more bouncer to the owner of the club, because he wasn't big, you know what I mean? So he was working with the security that carried money and all of that. But we used to burn with him, you know. As you know, my owner, the owner of the club, owns Limelight, Palladium, Tunnel, and Club USA, and he also owns that movie, Bronx Tale. He owns the movie Bronx Tale.
Oh, Bronx Tale.
Yeah.
That was a dope movie. Wow.
So me and Caligula became friends, that kid that played the main role. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We met, Mike Francis used to date Alyssa Milano from Who's the Boss.
Mm.
Do you remember Who's the Boss?
Yeah, Who's the Boss? Yeah, no doubt.
That was one of my comedy joints.
Shut up to Mike Francis. Now, I'm waiting for him to call in. You know what time he's going to call in, Tony Versus?
Yeah, give me a couple of seconds. Talk to Mark, and I'm going to text him right now to call in.
Yeah. Have him and all your other people call in, man. And give him the YouTube link. If you didn't do
that, he got everything.
Yeah, no doubt.
Just give me 2 seconds, I'll get him on.
Yo.
All right, now, I'm going to say this, Mark, and then I'm going to let you do your thing. Now, in the days of the World Reed, when I was running around New York City while World Reed was doing it, while y'all was doing your thing, I met this female that I was banging out, right? When they say business is pleasant on me, it was a mix. But she was like a bang out, but she was my manager. So long story cut short, she got me a show with my man Tony Versus to perform at the Tunnel, 1998 at the Tunnel. So I gathered up everybody that I knew from Times Square to 34th Street when I used to go out in the streets to sell my cassette tapes, standing in front of Virgin Mega Store, getting it in, everybody know me. So I gathered up everybody, and she threw me on the flyer. She got me on the flyer. I was pushing the flyer around and, you know, ended up rocking at the Tunnel, Shabam Shadiq, a few underground NYC MC. Yo, it was very nice. And then, you know, from there, you know, it was history. I was like, damn, that was interesting that I could perform and rock at the Tunnel, which I've been to the Tunnel on a Funk Flex DJ Clue night, but never thought that I would be an artist rocking on stage, loose wires with my brother Scissorhands, DJ Scissorhands, you know, going crazy, 1998.
Wow.
That's
dope.
98. Yeah, that was a good year. What up, Mark?
Oh, man, you know, I used to go to the Tunnel. Now, like, what year was the Tunnel hot?
Oh, shit.
Like,
what was the hot year? Oh, shit, the hot year is 1996. Yo, Tony, you there? I guess
what were the hottest years, like?
96
to 2001. 2000, right. Yeah. Well, you said 2001. I'm talking like 96 was crazy with the time.
Yeah, what happened was,
it was crazy.
I used to go to the Tunnel, right? And back around that time, I was in the industry already. I had already had a record out. So I used to go to the Tunnel. I don't remember distinctly because I remember I used to go to the Tunnel with just me and my man Johnny Blaze. Like, we never went.
Yo, Mark. Yeah. Yo, Mark. Damn, pardon me. Pause a minute, Mark. Mark, we want to come back. Pardon me, my brother. I believe this is Mike Francis. I believe this is him.
Yeah, I texted him. Yeah.
Hey, yo, peace. Mike, is this Mike Francis?
Yes, it's Michael Francis.
Hey.
Peace, Mike.
Well, let me properly introduce Mike Francis. Mike Francis is basically the king of underground. You know, he always stayed behind the scenes, but he put on more than 500 people and made a lot of people famous and, you know, made sure that everybody got paid. And Mike Francis put me on. And he opened all the doors for me and made me who I am today. Like me and Mike actually did the Tunnel reunion that you were performing at. And me and him, you saw the party we did together.
Oh, yeah, no doubt I did.
The party.
Let me just give everybody a little heads up what was happening at the time. In 96... Peter had Timmy registered at the Tunnel. And I went to visit him on Thanksgiving. And I had a little fallout with him, and I went to Roxy. And I came back, and I met him on Thanksgiving, and Timmy registered. They weren't doing good numbers. You know, Timmy registered was Shelter and very garage deep house. And the Tunnel, you know, it was too big for that type of party for him. And I made the deal with him on Thanksgiving. I even said, you know, out of respect, because Timmy Regisford is a legend, I said he could stay with my DJs, and he did. The first night, I had Frankie Bones come in, and I had Corbett and Timmy Regisford. He said after that night, he goes, give the night to the kid, meaning me. And Timmy Regisford bowed out gracefully, actually. And I wasn't even intended on, like, saying he has to go. I was ready to work with him anyway. But when Timmy, you know, bowed out of the night, you know, things started really going in a nice direction. But it was so quiet where, you know, Expo had this big run and all the promoters went to Expo and left Peter. And I was, like, the only promoter that stood with him. And, you know, I met Tony. I met a lot of good players. And we slowly built the club, like, secretly, doing 5,000 people by the end of 96. And people were just like, wait a minute, this place is packed. Like, and then, you know, people started coming in and wanting to work. And then 97, we started bringing in Space Frog and Future Breeze. And, you know, it just started really becoming a stopgate before Sound Factory. So everybody would come to us early and then bounce out around 4:35 and go see Jonathan. And it was like that for years. And I loved it because we were like the early hot night, and then Jonathan Peters took over and did his thing. So we were in competition to each other. We coexisted, and we were both successful, which was great.
Mike, we got Mark on the phone as well, and they said that they have unbeatable story about the tunnel.
No. You guys are big dogs. My story is just like a little.
Michael met Tupac.
Nah, man, I love to hear stories, man.
Yeah.
I used to
see Funkmaster Flex. He used to play at Mars before the tunnel. That's where he first started, like, playing at Mars, and he played
Kate Hardwin was doing the door there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I fell in love with her, like.
You said King, right?
Well, Kate Hardwin, like, she was
was an amazing club, man. The Mars.
Yeah, man. They took that picture. Remember that picture? That's a famous picture with Stephen Lewis, Michael Allen. It's a big picture with like 200 people in it, and it's like one of those famous pictures that will go down in club history. If you see it, it's a really nice picture. Yeah.
I've never been to Mars.
Oh yeah, Mars.
It was fun, man. It was a fun club.
Mars was insane, man. That club was like every floor was a different experience.
It was nice, man. It was a nice spot.
So Flex used to play at the bottom floor of Mars, the hip-hop floor, and it was always empty. Right. And I would go in there and be like, yo, man, I love you playing the hip-hop, man. He's like, yeah, man, people don't come in here, but yo. And I was like, yo, you know my cousin, Cool Keith? He was like, oh, my God, Ultra Magnetic, that's my favorite group. So every time I would go, every Friday, you play all the Ultra, Funky, Ego Tripping, right? And then when he started playing at the tunnel, he was playing one night. I went early. Like, I went right when the doors started opening. Nobody was in there. Flex was there. Flex was still walking around. And Flex says, I go to the bathroom, and it's, you know, it's the co-ed bathrooms they used to have. And there's a girl in there, Spanish girl, cute Spanish girl, right? But I hear her voice, and I'm like, damn, her voice sounds familiar. So I go out the bathroom. I see Funkmaster Flex. I'm like, yo, Flex. He's like, yo, what's up, Mark Live? I'm like, yo. He's like, yeah, man, I'm up in here, man. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I'm going to introduce you to someone. This is my homegirl. She's on Hot 97. She does the radio at 12 o'clock. Angie Martinez.
I knew it. I knew it.
I love her.
So I'm like, Angie Martinez. I'm like, oh, so yeah. I said, oh, how you doing? I said, yeah, I think I checked out your show a couple of times. She's like, yeah, I do midnight. She's like, I'm about to leave here and go to work. You know, like, I'm like, damn. She's like, yeah,
Angie Martinez.
So I'm talking to her, and I'm like, yeah, you know, like, you know,
that's great.
She's like, how you know Flex? I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I met Flex at Mars, and you know, I'm always hanging out with him. And she's like, that's cool. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm just chilling. I'm like, okay. She's like, you hanging out tonight? I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to hang out and stuff. She's like, well, look, take my number. I'm like, holy shit.
Nice. That's
okay.
A big connect.
I'm like, okay, well, sure. Got her number.
Yeah, that's a big connect.
I went home. I called her like a regular dude, like, hey, what's up? You know, she's like, hey, what's up, Mark, such and such. She's like, what you doing? She was in Queens at the time. So I went over to her house, and I used to hang out with Angie all the time. And then
that's cool.
And then when it started taking a turn, like where it started to get, you know, you get to a point in a relationship where it's like, okay, we either gonna go to the next level or we gonna dead it.
Yeah.
And right. she was like, look, Mark, I really like you, and you're a cool dude, and we have fun, but you know a lot of people I know. And I'm trying to really do it in this industry, and I just don't want to date anybody that's in the business. And you know Flex, and I just can't have my shit out there, and, you know, and
hey, man,
I hope you understand.
This,
but,
connect, bro, at this point, you know, that's what I
and then that,
do.
And no, this was years. This was so many years ago, and it was like, and I respected it, and we were always cool after that, but...
That's
yeah,
good,
that was that's one of my tunnel stories. I mean, I've been in there with my boss Ice T. You know, we've been in there before. You know, 20 deep. You know, chilling out, mobbing and bottles and the whole nine yards, hanging out with Damon Dash and everybody.
Remember, you know, that fucking when that Sunday night used to clear up, there was about 300 bottles of Moet on the floor.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the craziest story, I was watching
on
Drink Champs, and he said that he was in tunnel with Tupac, and nobody was showing him respect. And, you know, they were like,
I guess
was
that's
so upset.
Why he was so upset when I was there.
He was so upset.
And Michael was there.
Continue, Michael.
Nobody showed Tupac any respect.
Like,
I didn't know that. But when I saw him there, he was really twisted. So I don't know what was happening. But
this
was Tupac.
This was Tupac at the Palace or Rafi?
At Tunnel. Mm. I never knew that, Tony. I didn't know he never got respected at all. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'll show you a clip. Like right before you saw him, Michael comes down. He's a fan. Michael's a big fan.
I love Tupac, bro.
And Michael had about 100 drink tickets on him. He goes, are you all right? He goes, man, I can't
I
even
get
a drink.
I got 100 drink
yet.
Tickets because he didn't pay us.
The litigation didn't pay us for Saturday.
You know, I had surgery. I had cancer. I had a little surgery on that. And I fucking was recovering. And I had a limp in the day after. Like, I got surgery on Friday. And then I'm limping the tunnel on a Sunday, wanting to know why my crew didn't get paid. And he told me why, you know, I bought it, you know, because he was going through his shit with Ben Brofman and the lawyers, and he was paying like $80,000 a week. It was crazy. So, excuse me.
But the story
is very cool. I go, give me drink tickets then. I just want to get twisted because I'm in pain as it is. And I'm going down to Tupac. I see him coming up, and he's all twisted. Where's drinks? Blah blah blah. So I go, oh my god! Like I was all like, I can't believe it. Like I love Tupac. Everything he did, you know, singing, acting.
So you had memorabilia in the office, like five,
oh,
six
they
things.
Oh, they stole
Tupac.
That off me, bro. They
so
took all
so what
that
happened
shit.
First? No, Mike gets him drunk, walks around the whole tunnel, takes him to the office. He signs
everything.
He signed
everything for me.
He goes, what can I do for you? Mike goes, I want that vest, that famous vest.
Yeah, he was
joking
around with it, but I don't know. He would have gave it to me.
He goes, why don't
I used to wear this vest.
To Vegas. And Mike goes,
I geased him up. I said, yeah, I'll do it. But, you know, Tony knows, I have a real fear of flying. And I chickened out in the middle of the week, and I told him I had to take care of shit on Sunday. And that's when he got shot.
That's the night he got shot. Mike was supposed to be in the car with him.
Not in the car.
Whoa.
I was supposed to be there.
No.
I was supposed to be there, man.
Yeah.
I would have got killed if I was in that car. But, you know, it was sad because, you know, I, for some reason, I went to my office, and everything that he signed was stolen. They broke into my, I don't know who broke into the office, but everything he signed for me was stolen.
Mm.
That's fucked up.
That pissed me off, man.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know that story for years.
I think the bouncers did it.
I didn't know that story for years, but last time he was on your show and he told the story, I was like, Mike, you never told me the story. I was so shocked. You know, that's why Michael's always like underground, you know. I never knew so many things.
Yeah, there's things that you even maybe remember when I did the other podcast about lending Peter money to open up the clubs.
I
forgot all about
Mike
that.
Used to finance the Limelight reopening.
Mm.
You know, Michael ran the Limelight and all the clubs when Peter
was
in jail for a little bit.
When I started in Limelight, and then I hated Tunnel Guys. I tell you the truth, it grew on me after the first year. I was miserable when I took that place on because, you know, I loved the Limelight. And you know when you love something and you know something, it's hard to do something else, do that quick change. But Limelight was closed, and I had no other options but Tunnel. And it grew on me so much that I don't even think about Limelight as much as I love Tunnel now. So it's crazy how the love switched, you know?
Yeah.
Mike got a good team around him. And luckily, I stepped in, and me and him became really good friends. And we were pumping for 4 years nonstop.
Yeah, it was great.
Packing the place.
What was the money like for, like, a promoter back then? Like,
what kind of promoter?
I'll let me tell you something. There's two types of promoters. There's two types of promoters. I won't get into the three type of promoters because the A-crowd promoter gets paid $1,000 to bring in 20 people that are actors or whatever they are. But that never works.
You
never make money with them.
You said $8,000?
That never works. No, $1,000, let's say. You're bringing A-crowd in and they're supposedly upper side kids and whatever, but it never works. Because you're throwing a party in your living room. You got to make money, you know. There's two types of promoters. There's a promoter that can bring in tons of people, and you make a deal and you pay him what's fair. And then there's the promoter that doesn't bring in a lot of people, but you see the potential that he could eventually bring a lot of people. And those are the people you want, because those are the people that have charisma. Those are the people that are cool and that could talk and that eventually they'll have 300 people coming to their parties. Those, you know, you want the fill-up promoters. They just want their money, they want to get paid, and they want to go home. They don't really give a shit about the inside, the heartbeat of the club. They know they can bring a lot of people, and they just want to get paid. But then you get that kid who has that charisma, and you see it, and you hire him right away. And then in 6 months, this kid's running around doing big things for you. And those are the people you want because they plant the seeds and they grow them and they take care of them.
These are not the kids that's passing out the wristbands, are they? Like the kids that give out the wristbands? They get the club going to the club?
They can be any type. It doesn't matter if you hand out a pass. I'll still hand out a pass. It's the charisma in the person. You can feel it. It's either they got it or they don't. You know what I mean? It's just something that a person has that you really want in your organization. You really want them to work with you. And those are the people I went after a lot of. Mostly 90% of my promoters, but they all had charisma. You know, I would of course get the filler promoters that could bring in 100 people. They wanted to get paid, and they wanted to go home. They didn't give a shit. They didn't give a shit about the policy. They didn't give a shit about the music. It could have been Tom Buck and Harry spinning. They didn't give a shit. They weren't into
Now, Mike Francis, now what can we do? This is 2021 now. So what can we do to bring back that energy for us, bringing back like a tunnel, something to bring back that
I would say,
what could we do?
This is what we do. we wait to 2022, because right now 2021 is recovering, and everybody who said, "Oh, I can't wait till 2020 is over," yeah, it's 2021. We just got the vaccines. People are struggling. Do they want the vaccines or not? That's another issue. Then they're going to have something that happens where you're going to have your card. And it's going to be a whole mess before it gets straightened out. So 2022, wow. I say you can look at COVID in the rearview mirror once and for all. And hopefully India gets past their shit, because that's really bad right now. And 2022, I say, is the real look to start sitting down and having these conversations where people are going to start going out again in the summertime. You're going to see a festival by at least July, August. So you're going to see things trickling back again. Broadway will be open, and things will start happening again. And, you know, it's going to take a little more time, and we still got to be a little more careful, even if I got my COVID shots, you know. So it's like, you know, I'm still cautious and stuff, you know. And
hey, 2022. Mike Francis, that's the greatest advice. That is the greatest answer to the question I just asked you. You said 2022, you know, let the economy recover, let people recover. Hey, I couldn't say it no better. Yes, I just told Tony Versus, and I told my brother Mark Rip that the other day we just went and got vaccinated. So yeah, I'm with you.
We got to, you know, it's true. Listen, we got to grow our balls back, because it's like, listen, when that came out, I thought it was a joke. I became so petrified of this virus. Like, yeah. I was like, I couldn't believe it. Like, it was like, I don't want to get this. When's the vaccine coming out? When is this coming out? You know, I was like so scared. Like, and I reclused in my apartment, and I started like saying to myself, I can't believe this is happening. Like, what is going on here? And everything I loved just started vanishing. New York City businesses
became empty.
It's like, what's going on here? You know, it took me a long time to get over the World Trade Center falling down. Now this, like, you know, New York is getting beat up, man. It's like, it hurts when you see something you love.
Where you from, Mike Francis? Where you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Oh yeah, I'm from BK too. Where you at in BK?
I used to live out in BK. I thought you said the Bronx. I live in Bensonhurst.
I'm from Brooklyn. Where you from in BK?
Brooklyn, Bensonhurst, Brooklyn.
Yo, man, I don't go to Bensonhurst, man, because rest in peace to C.J. Hawkins, man. I never been back to Bensonhurst, but I'm from East New York.
Doesn't matter. Well, you can call to my house anytime.
It's good
now.
That
shit. That's bullshit, man.
Yeah.
Those are just bad people, bro. I was around when that shit went down. I was on actually TV for that stupid thing, because they put me on, making me look like I was an Italian schmuck. But I was sincere about it. You know what I mean? You
know, I lived on 19th Avenue, 81st Street.
We should all get along.
Years.
This is stupid. They didn't put that part on when they said we should all get along. This is stupid. They made me look like we're not racist, and then that's what they put on. Like. So I look like one of those kids that are Guidos throwing watermelons. That's how they made me look, you know. But, man.
I just met a guy a few weeks ago on Facebook.
I don't care what color you are, dude. You know what I mean?
If you're a jerk off,
Bottom line, if you're a jerk off,
is all Arab, and there's few Russians and a lot of Chinese.
I don't judge nobody, brother. You don't judge people.
I'm uptown now, man. I'm in the BX now. I'm in the boogie now where hip hop started.
I lived on Pelham Bay in the Bronx.
Okay, no doubt.
On the 6 train. I used to be Jennifer Lopez style. I used to take the 6 home.
Mark, represent the X, man. I'm in your bubble. Mark, represent the X, man. Raw Frisky.
How's Pelham Bay Park? Is it still cool?
Pelham Bay, yeah. I guess. I mean, I live in Hollywood now. I mean, I grew up in the Bronx, and I'm in L.A. right now. But
I was on Bureau Avenue in the Bronx. I was on Bureau Avenue.
I was over there by Van Cortlandt Park.
What you know about Gun Hill Road, Mike Francis? What you know about Gun Hill?
Say that again?
Gun Hill.
What you know about Gun Hill?
No, no, not much, man. I was out, like I said, you know, I fell in love, and I moved out to the Bronx for my lady, and
okay.
I was holed up in Bure Avenue, and mm-hmm. let me tell you, man, I met some young cats, man. They were on their game, boy. there was a kid, man. His name was Joe. He was like 13 years old. This kid was a playboy already, man. I couldn't believe it. He was bugged out, man. He had girls fucking sending him naked videos. I'm like, yo, when I was 13, I wish I was getting this shit, man. Are you kidding me, kid?
Oh, shit.
I couldn't believe it, man.
Hey, yo, pause a minute. I got a phone call. Let me take a phone call. Hold on just a second, Mike Francis. We coming back. Let me just see who this is right here. Representing Philadelphia, the brotherly love, 215. Who's this on the phone with? Rod Manifest, Mike Francis, and Tony Versus. Who's this?
Word up. This your boy, Will L, 215. You know what I mean?
L. Will from Philadelphia. Yo, shut up.
Let me tell you something, man. I'm sitting here listening. I love this. I wish I could have been a part of that. You know what I'm saying? Because New York is the mecca. You know what I mean? We all know that. That's the birthplace of hip hop. I wish I could have been there.
I used to love Philly. I used to come out there, Josh Wink and shit, and I used to fucking go to some of these like garage parties, and I would always go get that fucking Philadelphia Red steak. I used to always go there, man. You know, I used to love those trips.
Yo, man. I mean, we got our own identity here. I mean, we got our own thing, but there's nothing like New York City, man. And listening to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Just like made me like, yo, I wish I was up there at that time. I never made it to the tunnel, you know what I'm saying? I've been to D&D, you know what I'm saying? I've been all through New York and whatnot, but you know what I mean? I've been Apollo and all that, but I never got a chance to get to the tunnel back in the '90s. And you know, the stories and all that. I salute all y'all. You know what I'm saying? I salute every one of y'all individually because, you know, I know you all soldiers here and you all seen it firsthand and whatnot. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I just had to turn and say I'm loving the show.
Me and Mike was
blessed. Stay with us, L. Will. Don't go nowhere, man. Stay with us because, you know, I'm going to play some bangers. But, yeah, we just building, Will. Stay with the show. Don't leave. And if you can't.
Oh, I ain't going nowhere. I wish it was longer than two hours.
No doubt. Will, if you may, son, give the phone number out to people that you know. Have them to chime in. Have them to call in, if you will.
I sent the link out. Do me a favor. Send me the YouTube so I can send that to everybody, and they'll get on real quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let me give you, because I'm streaming live now. Let me give you the tube channel. Right now, I'm going to inbox you, but don't break out. Stay.
Bro, I ain't going nowhere.
I got you.
I ain't going nowhere. I got to.
Whoa, what up? Mike Francis. Tony Francis, man. What's going on?
You're starting to think. I'm opening my mind and thinking about the days, man. Thinking about the love of the music, and everything was just like, how could I say it? The 90s was a time where we really started opening up doors and we really started, like, you know, the world was, like, getting to really understand and accept, you know. And I don't know what happened in the 2000s. It just, like, regressed. And the 90s was a platform for a lot of people getting together and a lot of different types of people getting together. And it was a really, really good thing. And that's where I wanted to go back to.
Yeah.
You know, I told you that me and Mike met DMX and sat with him for 3 hours.
That was fun.
That
was fun.
Oh, that's crazy. You saw me holler for 3 hours.
That was fun.
His manager said that he couldn't spend an hour with him because he was all over the place. But me and him and Mike was talking to him for 3 hours.
You snagged him, though. That was the thing.
Sure.
You grabbed him and just...
Shut up to my boss. Bought the show for me.
I felt like we kidnapped him.
We kidnapped
like
him. VIP.
Out,
We got all the bouncers.
He was just
drunk.
There, like he didn't leave. You grabbed him, and once you grabbed him, you had him in your hands for. It's great.
Shout out to my brother Reborn.
Does anybody know who ran Club Powerhouse?
That's a good question.
Remember Powerhouse?
Yes, I do. But I don't
know who was in charge of that. Powerhouse was one of the most amazing. That club was insane.
It was hot for
that.
That
shit
was
great. That club.
Yo, where's Powerhouse located at, Ripper?
It was like in the 20s somewhere.
In the
20s, and,
yeah.
And Kenny was at the door.
Yeah.
Ooh, right. Kenny. Kenny was the most vicious transvestite door person in history, but was always at the best parties on earth. The most hardcore hip hop parties.
That's
you
why
got
he
a
was
big
at the
transvestite
parties,
in front.
He would not let you in. He would not let you in. He was like the general. Like, yo, you got to get through Kenny. If you don't, you're not getting in.
Dude, and it was sad because he was in front of the best shit. You would see girls going in. You'd be like, I'm going to marry that girl. I just got to get in. And some nights, he just would not let you in. Like, you'd be waiting 3 hours in a cold. And I'd be like, Kenny, I've been out here 3 hours. He's like, it's not happening, man.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. If you can't beat them, work for them.
Yeah.
If you can't beat them, work for them, because then they can't deny you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I never really liked that rule. Listen, if you look like a total bum, that's one thing. But if you come in with good intentions, you know, it's just because you wanted to be a cunt that day and you're not going to let somebody in. I don't go for that. So I had a huge, huge issue in the beginning because, you know, they look at me, I'm a Brooklyn Guido. You know, he's Italian, he's a Brooklyn Guido. Ah. He's bridge and tunnel. But I didn't like that. And I would go out and grab some of my friends in the beginning, and it was like I would get yelled at. Like, and I was just like, wow, man, I have to prove myself. I have to really start doing really good here so they can't say nothing. So that inspired me to really bust my ass and do well enough that Peter seen the results. And I wouldn't act like a dick saying, now I'm doing good, go fuck yourself, I'm letting people in. But I would still do it nicely, and they had to swallow it. And that made me feel content, and I was like, I got you. You know what I mean? I didn't have to act like them. I didn't have to be a bitch to get my way. I still had the respect, but see, I'm Michael Francis. I'm doing good here. So I'm going to let these people in because they're good people. And that's it.
Yeah. Well, the New York club scene was a life in its own self. Like, you could literally live in the night scene and like actually have a life in the nightlife of New York alone. Like, fuck
That's
the daytime.
True.
I knew people that well, just existed at night.
Absolutely.
Like, they didn't even fucking exist during the day. They were asleep.
No. Yep.
And they just, at 5 o'clock, it's like, yo, you getting started.
Like that song says, you only come out at night. That was some of those people.
Those people, oh, man. Like, I knew people that, like,
out.
The club, the night, the New York nightlife, when I was really in it, like, I was hitting Mars, Red Zone, Palladium, Danceteria, fucking,
Red
like.
Red Zone, man.
All those spots, like I was.
Are you going
in.
Back? Like,
oh, I'm going,
you know,
back,
going
man.
Back,
I'm OG,
man.
I was an OG.
MKs.
Oh.
Oh man, you're going back, man. Oh man.
I'm going back. Like, I mean,
I used to be in high school, and I used to go out Tuesday nights, go to Red Zone. What Tuesdays or Wednesdays? Go to Red Zone to come back to class. And just have my same club outfit on and go to school.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You understand?
That's how
back
big
in the
club scene was. Like the night, like, it was just you had to be a part. If you got
a
taste
going
of,
back, then you know the styles. before it became Banshee, the oversized jeans. That was a cool look before it got out of hand. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
It became Banshee. It became looked down upon. But in the beginning, you got to understand, I was a white boy, right? Now, I'm growing up in Bensonhurst. You got to understand that. But I wasn't like that Bensonhurst kid. I always wanted to go out and see more because I loved the music. And it's hard to get Italian kids that are so into, like, you know, freestyle and all that type of stuff to really open their minds up unless you force it down their throats. And I did that a couple of times to Guidos, and I changed their lives forever. But the thing is
Mike Francis. Yeah. Mike Francis. Let's take a 5-10 minute break. Let me go into some music for Blog Talk Radio. I got some people who want me to play some hip hop who's hitting me up in the chat room. So let's play 5-10 minutes. I'm gonna play some rugged hip hop, and then we gonna come back with the conversation. I'm gonna come back, my brother Ill Will from Philly, and my brother Reborn from Gun Hill from the Boogie Down Bronx. And we're going to keep this going because we're going to break out around the Knowledge Wisdom Hour around 12 o'clock. We're going to say peace. But let me play like 5-10 minutes of some hip-hop. Mike Francis, yeah. Tony Bolts.
You said some reggae, too, though. You said some reggae, too.
So, look, coming right back with Mike Francis. And, you know, like I said, let's rock out. And I'm going to play some joints. And, but in the meantime, in between time, I got this drop from my man right here. Hey, yo, Mike Francis, Tony Versus, peep this drop from the OG, my brother Mark Whippin' Boss. Yo, Ice, do a drop for me, Ice.
Hey, yo, shut up. This Iceberg, a.k.a. Ice-T. A.K.A. Glock in your motherfucking mouth, bitch. Yeah, I'm on the Lod Manifest show with my nigga Radar Van. Act like you know. Don't get tied up, kid.
Radar Van, this is Kool Herc going out to Wu-Tang Radio, the father, once again, to Kool Herc and Radar Van. Peace.
Peace.
Hip hop prodigy.
Yo, what's it really be? My mind frame reached divinity. Push affinities off my percentage fees. BS Hennessy's, mad stacks of cheddar cheese. Limited Bentleys, hit beach with jet skis. Mega bucks ahead, scoop me up in GS3s. Coupe X and Z3s, E-class with BBs. Headrest with TVs, make the Vex one squeeze. Some respect what I achieve, I show love when I receive. Strictly the QB, I pertain with loonies. Who strap toolies, lay shots at the cool breeze. The money move me, the streets used to confuse me. Corners with my crew be, Jake trying to subdue. I paid dues cheap, started from apartment 2B. On my road to start of UC, to the industry. Shit, about to develop the hella. Paper chasing forever till my pockets swell up. I'm in a fast act, cookies, cakes, turn the dollar plates of real estate. Platinum plaques, fresh acts, absorbing contact. Al Pacino style of living. Scarface repertoire, soon to be a shining star. I feel I did my share of crime. Now it's time to shine ridiculously. Fannies, Bentley's plush, living luxuriously. Remember boys and men, the corner till the big bend. Sipping Henny, the remedy and stacking plenty. Got it made like Italiano. Benny Blanco, young millionaire. ACD extraordinaire, dark skin tone with wavy hair. I speak the righteous amongst the trifles who count bank and tote the vices. Spent their whole life in this, leaving their enemies lifeless. Holding down the fort, which is priceless. God and become a damn.
This is the
Wu-Tang Clan.
You are now tuned into the Lord Manifest Show.
And that girl Bridget fly, right? She's real, damn, right? Serious. What's up?
I'm here looking for a new axe, man.
Yeah, man, who is
this?
Man,
the DLC.
Yeah, we looking for a new axe, man. But let me tell you something, man. We looking for...
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ Ace the Cut Lieutenant, and I'm tuned in to the Lord Manifest Show. Salute.
That's it. That's what it's all about, man. That's it. That's what it's all about, man. That's it. That's what it's all about, man. That's it. That's what it's all about, man.
Listen to the way I get mad raw. Flipping mad scripts till I can't no more. This story goes on and on and on. So you can't hold your speech, so the devil is the fool. Listen, yo, I got the many ways to go get paid. I pull back on my handle, I call cut paper. So is something you weigh up on the way I get deeper. Deeper with the fucking tone, you won't understand shit when I make it. Give me a take, watch it need the bucket of the dopeness. Do I hold this star? I flip scripts, I rip shit, I feel hard. I'm the man, the master, I wonder of the laughter. Doing so swiftly and coming with the ass. Yo, I'm bringing funk and jump. After the east coast, it's a Midwest jump star that I bring. I'm smoother than the other, cold going up with the flow. Rhymes off, mother beat the number one. Number O-N-E, I'm the L-O. Double and D, we're flipping that script. Style you cannot come from. Who my behind you won't think. Still I saw a hole in your head. All books I read. Here is the way that I flip. Still you flash the stuff to get rough. I can't bust and go with the flow. On the dollars of God we trust the vendor. I got the end of the door with the ending. I watch the truck like the bandit. Smooth I must have to say that you musty. Go grab the wind deck, get you dusty. Or blend, now I'll let you the land in all. And go with the flow, flip scripts and never fall. I'm to the point, ridiculous man. You are sick of this. I do what I have to send them back with the liquid. The way that I'm ready for when I drop a metaphor. Here is the rain when I let it pour. I'm flipping that script.
Yo, yo, this Mark Live, Mark Rippin, Mark Mega, Mark Livingston, Raw Breed, Kanati Spades, Analog Brothers. You listening to the Lod Manifest Show with my brother, Radar Van. Stay tuned, suckers. Peace.
Make a journey to the right.
Drop it on the dime for the turn up. I make the young G's wanna be me. My reality, show y'all the come up. Dutch master spark, Garcia heart. I'm hip hop, your shit flop, your twist off the end rock. Different kind of breed, won't smoke four trees. Travel all seas in the hood like 12 D's. My whole camp, more he's, more cheese taste. Big bass from cartel like chopper on the place. Grind me a tough guy, you sure to say grace. I saw it in her face, she said she wanna taste. Straight out of Harlem like a law school. Got the whole team in here, act a fool, catch a bar stool. I'm telling you, my squad don't power love all you. Shower posse status, we'll be jamming on a war pool. Body bag music, these dudes be shooters. Raw breed, pause, breathe, your boy's about to lose it. Murder be the case, got the Dutch and the Jews lit. This side, only thing moving be the movement.
I got my head out the sunroof, 100 proof. Yelling off the roof, Ozzy Osbourne, Black Sabbath shit. Mammoth, goddamn it, I'm so irregular. Two morphine, 10 Percocets. One dab joint to make me horny. Rockstar on my arm, killer room in the bar. White girls like to fly, give them raw. Or sometimes, yo, I give the bitch fentanyl. We turn up, this is GD, Grateful Dead. Hallucination, Bill Cosby, take your bitch. Shit amnesiac, seizure in, yo. Shut the fuck up, yo, if you're not speaking it. Get the heat again, it's not supportable. Yo, it's the audible with the blue laser in. Army grade again, turn your head into gravy train. Fear and loathing in the Big Apple.
Body bag music, these dudes be shooters. Raw breed, pause, breathe, your boy's about to lose it. Murder be the case, got the Dutch and the Jews lit. This side, only thing moving be the movie.
You know it's them wide going hard. Raw breed, getting that smoke, raw dancing on. Bronx, we in the trap. I got the trap shop flow at the Cosmo. Penthouse, we on fleek, a true capital, bruh. I'm about to blow. Word, I get him. Smoke, rub, I said tramp. Fam, I get it in. About that life, yo, true thug to the death of it. We're hella bit, yo, the flow stay relevant. Let the metal spit, I black out when I clap out. Catch a full clip, son, my hammer hash it out. Y'all niggas tapping out, I cash out when I swerve. Back on the block, 40 racks when I splurge. Yo, that's my word, knock a bitch off the rip. I smash a fat ass down face, fat tip. But on the flip side, I piss Chris shit diamonds. It's raw breathe of life, you the click, stay grinding, grinding.
The red jacket killer, shun them ill in blood. I set that ass up when you put your foot in the jar. I got the spikes for the bottom of your feet, the pins between your toes. Drop the cut your ass cheek when I'm in the boxing ring. I bob and weave, bite your head off like that hoe from beat. I get busy and knock down, I wake the heavy bound, pull down the gown. I slap your ass like Pacquiao in the midnight. I shot your ass in the mixtape. I was aiming for your dome, you got a short height. I can see as you walk, slip and jump rope. I suicide your ass, off a killing rope. I gotta hustle, I'm bringing my black brass knuckles. This bird pulling my arm, we about to start the tussle. It ain't nothing for me, and yo, I got strife. Domestic violence, son, you beat your wife.
Body bag music, these dudes be shooters. Raw breed, pause, breathe, your boy's about to lose it. Murder be the case, got the Dutch and the Jews lit. This side, only thing moving be the movement.
Dog B, Infamous Mark B. Say what we're talking to, J. Or love.
Tell them who you are, Lord.
good. It's the chef right here. What's going on? You know what it is, man. Wu Radio. Hold it down.
Hold up, good looking G.O.D., it's amazing to catch you. You've been doing your thing, doing movies, you've been blowing up the spot. Good looking out for the voice recorder over the phone real quick, over the jack, the speaker. Shoo! Let them know one time, G.O.D.
I'm me, yo. The Zigzag Zig, do the Zigzag Zigalaw, the Rizzo, a.k.a. Bobby Stills, Bobby Digital, you know what I'm saying, RFD, you know what I mean, the scientist, the resurrector, the abbot, you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying, they say 99 names of Allah, right, I got 16 so far, baby.
Hold up, peace.
Yo, what's up, y'all, this is Zaire of Artform, and when I'm not on Planet X banging out some dope beats, I'm listening to the Lod Manifest Show on Blog Talk Radio with Radar Van. Let's go.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, yo, we back. We back while the music was rocking. I was just building with people on the StreamYard on YouTube because my man asked me, was I using StreamYard? No doubt. I just got to learn how to merge or pick a package to merge Blog Talk Radio with YouTube, if that can be done. That way I could do all types of shit at once because I'm flipping different screens, different windows. I'm flipping from YouTube to Blog Talk Radio, so it'll be good if I can see everything on one screen. But, hey, it's all good. We'll get it together. We'll get it together. You know what I mean? Let me bring my man Revision when I know Reborn more, Dollar. Reborn, what's good, son?
Peace, what up, yo?
Reborn, and let me bring in my man. Let me bring Will in, and then I'm going to bring back Mike Francis, Tony Versus, and Mark Live. But I know we've been hogging the mic, and y'all are the caller's guest, so I don't want to be fronting and shitting on my guests. You know, the caller's that call in. So, Reborn, we got some people up in here listening, and my brother Ill Will. Reborn, real quick, man. How long you been spitting, yo? How long you been in the game representing from the BX?
So I've been spitting since 2000, you know what I'm saying? Spitting for the Lord, spitting for Jesus, doing Christian hip hop and all of that. And I just recently got into music production about 3 years ago. So I'm making my own tracks, building my own home studio, doing my own music. You know what I'm saying, doing my own logos and stuff like that, just doing everything on my own. And I got some heat for y'all, man. I definitely got some heat. Definitely been improving a lot. You know what I'm saying? Just been working hard, brother.
I see that. Yo, and Ill Will, I know you, like, we just met a while ago, but I see you just as, you're an MPC killer as well. How long you been rocking the beast, man, or just music period, being a producer?
Oh man, I started back in like 94, with the four track and the keyboard and the, you know what I'm saying, the SP-12 and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And over the years, you know, I built, you know, became a producer. I was at a couple of different little spots when I was at a Touch of Jazz and a couple other spots and whatnot, you know what I mean? But just more underground hip hop for the last over 20 years, you know what I'm saying? You know, like loving it, you know what I mean?
Okay, that's what it is. Now what I would like to do, I want to bring everybody in, but I don't want everybody to be, you know, because if it's noise, then I gotta put brothers on mute. But if your background is nice and superb and the way it sounds now, I want to bring everybody on so we all can build one at a time. Ill Will, Reborn, I'm going to bring Mike Francis, Tony Burns, and Mark Ritt back on. So, you know, if we could just, you know, keep it one accord, keep the background nice. I'm going to keep everybody on at least, you know, until we break out. I know I want to play some more bangers because there's a few people in the chat box on Blog Talk Radio. They not calling in. They just sending me messages, so I want to play some hip-hop before we leave the show and all that. And while we are building Reborn, I'm I'm going to try to throw your song in the studio right now and bump it before we leave Reborn.
Appreciate that.
No doubt, I'll do that now. So let me bring your Mike Francis. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, let me see. Tony Versus, you there?
Yep.
And last but not least, Mark Rippin, you there?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so I got 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 5 of us on, but I got a few people in the chat box, not on YouTube, but there's a chat box right here on Blog Talk in the studio. Yeah. So I got a few people that's in the chat box, but they're not gonna call in. I think they're from like overseas. Hey, yo, where y'all from, man? The people that's in the chat box, tell me where y'all from. Where y'all from? I know one from Europe, Australia. Okay, shout out. So, yeah, I got people over here. Then I got y'all on the call. Then I got Reborn as y'all with me streaming and watching me on YouTube. But, no doubt. But, Tunnel, New York is about to open up in a few weeks, Mike Francis, right?
Say
that again, Tony.
There's no mega clubs like used to be.
Yeah, oh, well, that's another story.
And now it's not even bottle services. It's real estate now.
Right.
Like if you go to Club Live in Miami, you're paying not even for the bottles, you're just paying for the space. You know? It's like $30,000-$40,000 for just a little space.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know, the scene has changed, and even the festivals.
Yeah,
like
bottles and bottles,
yeah.
My asshole.
Yeah.
Where's the color, man? Mm. Where's the fucking the creativity? That's what you want in your club.
Dude, I remember I was in Club Speed and Fat Joe and the Big Punk came and packed the joint in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I remember that spot too.
Yeah. And
what you saying?
Hey, Tony Versus.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Is Miami open? Is Miami open like
Miami
the clubs open right now?
I'm almost ready.
Rocking. Miami's rocking right now. Everybody's here because it's warm. The property is going through the roof. People stuck in New York, they're like, why are they being cold at home? Miserable. So people come over here, forget it. Like,
so Miami probably been open.
Yeah.
Miami probably been open.
Yeah. Everybody's here. Yo,
I was telling Tony Versus when me and you was out in Miami, how we tore up Miami and just up in the flamingos, man.
Yeah, we was in the Flamingo. We had a good time.
Oh.
We had a good time.
We used to kill it for music conference. We would take over Cleveland, the hotel, from top to bottom. It was ours.
Mm.
The whole Cleveland,
Miami,
crazy shit.
I mean, what is there? How is the scene out there now? Somebody told me it's really great out there now.
Yeah. Damn. Well, our age, there's different scenes. It's called Wynwood. You know, South Beach sucks, but Wynwood Design District is like our age. You know what I mean? On spring break, the kids freaking rioted over there. They have to bring the cops with the gas and everything. The younger kids didn't give the. I don't know. They didn't care. No respect to anybody. They were flipping cars and shit. 900 arrests. you know. We used to come out 15 wow. years in a row. We started UltraFest with 5,000 people. Everything was for free. Everything. Right now, to walk into like a party, $150, $200. Live is like, on Wednesday, to walk in is like $300.
Fully. Fully. All fully.
So Tony Versus already asked Mike Francis, and I'm sure you agree with Mike Francis, but I know me and you briefly talked, Tony, about Fars, where you want to bring back the tunnel and take it elsewhere. So what would be your idea about bringing the tunnel back, Tony Versus?
Well, we did an event back in the days called Tunnel Go South, but these days, right now, since we got, you know, Nori and Fat Joe over here, we want to get the best sponsors and throw a great event outside, you know what I'm saying, and have A-class people, you know what I mean, and have, mm-hmm. like, bring people that deserve to be there. I don't want to have people that start their name with little. Everybody's little. Little this, little that.
Right.
Everybody got the diamond chains and bust out watches. If you look at the tunnel videos, all the rappers are there. No ice, no chains, no fucking nothing. They were just there for
They do better not to wear their chains, brother.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
They do better not to wear their chains, brother.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure. I got the idea. You know, everybody should be equal in the party. Nobody's better than nobody, and that's the bottom line. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You know, like, give me a break already with this all look and all this play. Like, just be real, come to the party, be creative, have a good fucking vibe. And that's it, man. You don't need to be like this high roller.
I was just thinking for what you said. Tony Versus, you know, you probably may remember, but I remember to this day when I first, 1998, man, I had locks and I was dressed in all orange camouflage. I didn't have no jewelry on. I was performing at my Tim Boots at the Click. So when I went to the tunnel, I was ready. I don't know if you saw this. I don't know where you were, Tony, although you put me on that back in 98. I don't know where you were. But, yo, I was on that stage with the Click, and I had my camouflage on, had my goggles on my head. I don't know if you remember that, Tony Versus. Like yesterday.
Oh, I remember the reunion, but, you know, we had so much going on at the club. Sometimes me and Mike wouldn't even see each other for the whole night.
I know. That was crazy.
7,000 people, 7 rooms, 30 DJs. You know, I saw Jay-Z get cracked with a bottle in the hip-hop room.
Who bought me? I figured that second time when you invited me to come to the tunnel, I didn't see you that night when I brought the dark-skinned assassin with me. Remember? What year was that?
Yeah.
What was 2000 what? What was that? 2001, Tony?
The reunion? 14. I saw you perform.
2014, yeah. Yeah, I brought Staten Island Brothers with me. And that was a good show. And,
that was a good party. That was a good party, man. That was
a good
party.
We had a lot of celebrities there. We had a movie get filmed.
The
movie was filmed over there. Of course. Me and him did the event.
I'm trying to, pardon me, Mike Francis, if I don't remember your face. Yo, forgive me for that, Mike.
It's okay. It's okay.
I told you, he's the king of underground. Nobody, you know what I'm saying, better than him, and just keeping low key. Everybody, they put me on the cover of a magazine. I didn't even want to be on the cover of a magazine. I come into tunnel, and everybody's clapping to me. I'm like, for what? Oh, you're in a magazine. I'm like, oh, my God.
He had the Limelight shirt on, right?
Limelight shirt.
Yeah. That was like so
cool. He's on a magazine cover. People giving you applause because they like how you got down, man. Like the way you do your thing. That's dope.
Yeah, but I didn't even expect it, like, you know. And the jersey Mike was supposed to give to the owner, but the owner did something stupid, so they gave me the jersey. It was a number one. So I was number one promoter.
I didn't give it to Peter. I gave it to you. Sorry, Pete.
Great. Yeah, did you guys see the Peter Gation documentary?
Yeah, I seen it. You know, look, I'm not going to say much, but I was there. I worked with Peter hand in hand. And I pretty much know everything that he's talking about, whether it's true or not, or whether it's far-fetched that he's talking about. I'm not going to say it, but I was there. I know what happened. And that's why I didn't do certain documentaries that came out before, because I just couldn't stomach the bullshit.
Mm. Okay. And, yo,
you guys were on the dance floor.
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm right here. You hear me?
I wanted to open up the opportunity for my man Ill Will and Reborn. If y'all have any questions you want to ask Mike Francis or Tony Versus, Reborn. You want to ask them a question?
Not really. You know what I'm saying? I remember I used to go clubbing back in the days. Back in the 90s, the Tunnel, the Palladium, the Sound Factory. You know what I mean? I used to be on all the spots all the time from like 97 to 99. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, the Junior Vasquez, the Jonathan Peters, the Lil Louis Vegas and all of them. So I used to be all up in them spots, man. You know what I mean? That was
Little
great back
Louis.
Then.
Little Louis.
No doubt. So I was into
all of that, you know, house music, EDM and all of that. I was into all that back then.
Yeah, I produced my first vinyl at 97. Became
a
banger.
Yeah, I went to vinyl and all that too.
Yeah, carry my records for me. Remember those days?
Yeah. No doubt. Hey, you want to ask a question? Ill Will, you got a question for Tony Versus or Mike Francis? Yo, Will, you there? Yo, Will, you there?
But yeah, yo, wait on. You got the email, right?
Yeah, I got it. I guess he jumped off.
Bro.
I guess he jumped off. Maybe he called back in. But,
Mike became an insane music producer because he was around so many DJs. And he was playing always with the music toys, and all of a sudden he goes, Tone, I realize that it's like Lego, and he just became insane super producer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up in a big family with music. I could do classic, I could do whatever. My uncle's number one trumpet in the world.
Yes,
he did
exactly.
Spider-Man
that's
so 1.
Cool, Tony. That's amazing. I didn't know that until... I saw the credits and all that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so amazing. He's like the best in the world. Like.
Number one.
So cool.
My dad played Frank Sinatra on the trumpet for me. I was crying. Frank Sinatra.
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to sample Frank Sinatra. I'm going to have to make a beat out of him.
Did you hear Vicky Knowles and Sinatra?
Yo, what you say, Tony Versus?
They have a whole album, Biggie Smalls and Sinatra, together.
Oh, I gotta
really?
Peep that. I might have heard about it.
Yeah,
that. I gotta peep.
You never heard about it? It's
no.
The whole
album.
Who's
the producer?
Nah, how? How's that? Is that
you know,
on YouTube?
You say that. Oh wow, man.
It must be some kind of remix because Biggie died.
It wasn't a fan made.
Yeah. You said, my God, I wish I could find it on my hard drive.
It's probably a fan made.
It's on YouTube. Biggie Smalls and Frank Sinatra did an album together. That's crazy. What did
it's
this
probably
say?
Probably
the remix. It was the remixes, you know? It was put together, the music of Frank Sinatra and Biggie with his old tracks.
Yeah, it's probably Sammy.
Now, let me ask you something, Tony Versus. Is it a producer named Frankenstein who did the beat?
You
a
know
guy
what?
Named Frankenstein.
I'm not really sure. I tell you the truth. There's so many producers now, but the good ones, you know, are the ones that know how to play piano. That's all I could tell you.
Right.
Okay.
I told you, I work next door to DJ Khaled, and I heard him produce Drake. I'm on one, you know, and
mm-hmm.
he doesn't even, he has engineers, but he doesn't really touch the equipment, you know what I mean? But he's a
okay.
great, great producer.
I wish I had.
It was probably a fan made album, though. You know what I'm saying?
You got me thinking about those Frank Sinatra vocals. I had all his vocals dry, without no music behind them, somewhere on my hard drives.
Really?
I wish I could find it. I'm actually gonna maybe look for them.
This is my man talking back there, Mike Francis. This is my brother right here. Yo, L. Will, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, brother. I'm here. Yep.
Yeah, I was saying to you that you want to ask Mike Francis or Tony Versus some questions. You got anything you want to ask or talk to him or whatever?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I wonder about the tunnel. Like, you know, I always heard the stories and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? But like, was it really what they said it was? Like, could you really not wear your chain in that jaw? Or you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, coming out of town or whatnot. You know what I mean? What was the vibe like for out of towners? You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, they used to catch them, and the bouncer used to beat them up and throw them outside. The drug dealers from Harlem. They used to catch them and forget it.
Wow. Well, the things I used to like the best was when we set up, like, Philadelphia rides or Baltimore rides, when we had, like a party of, like, 200 coming from those areas. Those were a lot of fun. Those were a lot of fun.
Jersey.
I used to love seeing Philly people, Baltimore coming through, and they would love it, man. They would, like, have the best time of their lives. And, you know, it was, like,
Matt,
fun
let me
to
tell
see
you,
that type of crowd.
We had a club out here called the Lumberjack. I don't know if any of you guys remember that. It was a really low-key club. And I remember the Wu coming through there. I mean, when they would – I mean, when Protect Your Neck had just started bubbling a little bit, I remember the Wu coming through. And, you know, in Philly, it was always, you know – we was always known for standing around, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Because this is a city of this is a city, small city of performers. So most cats were artists, you know what I'm saying? So when you went to a show, you're actually performing for the other artists. So that's why we were always known for standing around and whatnot. But yeah, man, I was wondering about that. Yep. Yeah.
I was chilling on Sunday at Club Cheetah. Where Jay-Z always chilled. But believe it or not, I met him 3 times, and he's on my bottom list as a person. He's such a nasty person.
Wow.
Jay-Z?
Jay-Z.
That ain't hard to believe.
Wow.
Yeah, it's probably
that's
before.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's not far-fetched at all. You know, he's just a cocky dude, probably always has been, you know?
I was in a club it was All-Star Weekend. I was out in a club with Ice-T and our crew, and Jay-Z was in there, and he had a girl on his lap in the VIP, and Ice came in. We all came in the VIP, and he was like, "What up, Jay?" And he was like, "What up, Ice?" And he told the girl, "Get up and say hi to Ice-T. Get off my lap and say hi to Ice." That's when I was like, "Oh, this guy's ill."
He knows me by the name Ice-T. He was shooting Law and Order. He used to come to Central Fly. Mad cool.
Ice-T is the original OG, bro.
Yeah.
Like I said,
no fucking doubt.
Remember what I said in the beginning?
No doubt. when he made that movie, when he was in that movie, fucking Breaking.
New Jack City.
Electric Boogaloo he was in. No, I'm talking about when he was, like, dressed in hardcore.
Yeah.
Bro, he's the original OG, bro.
Yeah.
Hands down, bro. Fuck that. Got a mad respect for him. You kidding me?
Yep.
That guy's been through it. He's been through it.
He's a real, and
he crossed over really professionally too. I like that. He crossed over nice, and I tell you, man respect to that guy.
That's my guy.
I don't care if anybody says anything about it. He's an OG. It's original, bro.
Already. So speaking of Jay-Z, Mike Francis. Everybody, yo, Mark Live. I heard the new Jay-Z and Nas joint. I think it's cool for millionaires because they're millionaire artists. I wouldn't expect much from them because they're millionaires. But what y'all think of that new Jay-Z with Khaled joint with Nas?
I think it's a good pop record. It's a commercial pop, kind of a pop. It's almost like a theme record. It's more like a theme record. Like there's no category for it. It's like a put together theme song kind of thing. Like a theatrical kind of a record, the way it feels like to me. Like, I wouldn't play it. Like, if I didn't just hear it, I wouldn't play it.
Wow.
Let me ask you guys a question. How do you like that new drill?
I don't like it. I don't like any of
it. I don't like it at all.
I don't like it. I just don't. Like, I just don't think it's creative. I just think, when I listen to Khaled's album and I hear Lil Baby, like, singing, rapping kind of thing, and I hear the auto tune so prevalent, I'm just like, how is this happening? Is this tolerated? Lil Baby is not dope. He's not nice. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah.
The only niggas out here that are the king, Drake, Travis Scott, and sometimes Little Uzi Vert, and he's whack, but sometimes he comes through with a good record. But Drake and Travis, they mastered this shit. Like, you can't fuck with them. So whatever they do is just dope all around. But everybody else, it's sad, man.
How about I give you a story of a lifetime? I was with Benzino in the studio when he was dissing Eminem.
I
went into him 10 years later, my 7-Eleven. He invited me to his compound, and he goes, "Do you believe it? The best rapper alive is a Canadian Jew right now."
About
Drake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
can he just be the best rapper instead of a Jew Canadian?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I just can't stand this anymore.
Yeah, but it's funny. I met Machine Gun Kelly. I never thought he was white. I knew the name, but when I met him, I was surprised.
The Starburst color and shit and all this bullshit. People are people, man.
No.
Sick of this.
People are people.
Hey,
yo, Mike Francis, I got something for you. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Floyd Mayweather and Paul. Who gonna win that fight?
Floyd Mayweather. Who say that again? I know Floyd Mayweather. Say that again.
Floyd Mayweather and that kid, Paul. Paul,
Jake Paul.
Last name.
Yeah, Jake Paul.
Look,
man. Mayweather.
All right, let me tell you something. Mayweather is just going to pick him apart. He's going to outscore him. His defense is incredible. And there's, if somebody can learn to master his defense, they got a shot. That poor prick from USC. See, listen, I love boxing, and I don't disrespect UFC's type of shit. But when you try to come in the boxing world and you say that you could beat a boxer, and that's what that fucking guy tried to do, and I know his name.
McGregor.
When you're stepping in boxing and you're talking shit and you think you're so superior and you could take on a boxer, you got embarrassed. So I don't give a shit how much money you made. There's no way that, you know, you're going to beat a boxer. No boxer's going in UFC trying to talk shit. Come in the ring. To me, boxing's a man's sport. Not saying UFC isn't a man's sport. It is. But boxing's a real gladiator. And when he got beat, I was so, like, proud because it saved boxing. He saved boxing. Floyd Mayweather would have lost that fight. Forget about it. I would have been UFC. Nah, bro. You're not beating a boxer. No way.
Right.
Hell no. Sorry, McGregor. Sorry, McGregor.
I don't even know why we're talking about it. Like
I don't know either, but I had to get my two cents out and set him up.
Like Jake Paul actually has a chance of even like touching Floyd Mayweather. Like, you guys forget the niggas 50-0 with the best boxers on planet Earth they threw at him, and he beat them all. He's gonna, like Rocky said,
time defeats everybody. You know,
if I was Floyd though, I would really hurt that guy. Like, I would really go in there with the mindset that I'm going to stop this YouTube shit tonight.
Right, it's over tonight.
Like, I'm going to put this kid in the hospital tonight, and it's over for the Paul brothers. I'm going to show you what it means to go in with a world-class legend champion.
We'll never see a guy like that again.
That's like putting Jake Paul in with Mike Tyson.
Listen, man,
are we even talking about Mike Tyson might get beat?
I don't care if people like him or dislike him. We're seeing history. You're seeing something in your lifetime, man. This guy's 50-0, like you said. You know, this is history type stuff. You know, this is stuff like you don't see. And we're privileged to see it. So, look, man, God bless him, man. He's fucking still fighting, man. And he's fucking still keeping it together, man. So, you got to give the guy his respect.
You got to give credit to where credit is due.
Look, he worked hard all his life.
Look, Mayweather, anything Mayweather does is a huge event. And they're going to make hundreds of millions of dollars. But we are seeing the deterioration of society. Like, there is no more structure to nothing. It's like when you can beat up a few motherfuckers on YouTube and then fight Floyd Mayweather for $50 million, you got to start looking at your own life and saying, what the fuck I've been doing my whole life? This guy
did
not go through the amateurs, the Olympics, the pros.
That's weird. You know, that is like, I don't know.
Like, how does that work?
You must have a good promoter, brother.
Why would you lick your own pee, DJ?
I don't know why you would even fuck your legacy up. That's like some Rocky shit. That's like Rocky fighting Hulk Hogan in the movie.
Remember that?
Same shit.
Nice analogy.
It's like you guys were saying. It's none of this shit is new. It's all old. It's all been done before. Just like Michael was saying about the style, the look, the fashion. It's all been redone and done over it. And now this shit is just like TV now. It's like it's all consumer based.
It's whack.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything has become whack nowadays, man. It's no originality anymore.
Nothing.
No,
no
originality, nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
No originality. There's
no originality.
I remember when the cute girls used to make their own clothes. They used to make their own clothes. Some cute girls used to come to the clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, on top of that, there's no inspiration or any passion.
Yeah.
And I say that with almost every aspect of whatever that we see nowadays, whether it's in the music world, the fashion, the movies, it's all the same. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's just doing the same thing.
The sequels.
Carbon copies.
Listen, boys, if you guys need any type of, like, I put studios together, virtual studios of the master. If you guys need plugins, let me know.
Well, hold on. We got some noise in the back. Who's that?
Well, I think that was me moving around my back. Let me mute up.
Hey, Mike Francis, what was you saying just now?
I said if anybody needs any type of VST, audio plugins, audio units for Mac, I'm your man. I'll take care of you.
That's dope.
We got 9 minutes before the show ends. So, Mike Francis, you say that one more game. We're going to pass it through. I'm going to play Reborn's joint by 12 o'clock.
Yeah, let me hear that.
The show. Mike Francis, you said VSTs and what else?
Almost done.
Audio plugins. If you guys plug anything, let me, plugins for your music, let me know. I got a lot of shit.
And how do people contact you, Mike Francis? How do people get in touch?
Just you guys, man. I'm not going to be, just the crew. Just the crew on the, don't disrespect anybody,
yeah.
But just the people online. That's it, yeah.
Ill Will, any last words and how people can get in touch with you?
You can get in contact with me on Instagram, Will_Ill_215. You know what I'm saying? Underground Boom Bap Beats. Also, my company is the Philadelphia Boom Bap Coalition. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on that and getting that jumping this summer and whatnot.
Nice.
I like to get a plug in too by the end if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, nice. Mike Francis. Yeah, put your plug in.
Yeah, just check out my website, www.dablabworldwide.com. DABLABworldwide.com.
Nice.
That's what I'm saying. But look, Rebizzle. How can people contact you, Rebizzle?
I'm on Instagram /Reborn183.
No doubt.
Verses.
Go ahead, Tony.
I'm just Tony Versus. You can find me by my
Versus.
Name everywhere.
I'm ready to hear this
Tony Versus.
Song.
Tony Versus everywhere. Mark Rippin, what about you, Mark Rip?
Yeah, you can go to my website, www.legendsrecordingsgroup.com. Check out the latest stuff, or you can go on my Instagram at Mark Live, MARC Live, Givand, GIVEAND.
Nice. Oh, before we go, take a break. I got somebody from Australia in the chat box who wants to know if y'all could bring possibly some start something in Australia, bring America over there, something that they're saying. And then one person was saying to the guy Mike Francis, if he's willing to what is he saying? If he's willing to fix a whole studio out in Europe, is that right, my man? His name is Cromdom, Cromdom. He said it's Mike Francis. Willing to come to Europe and fix our old studio.
Send me an email at superpsych05@aim.com and we'll get talking. S-U-P-A. Mm. Let me say that again. SUPASIKE05@aim.com.
Okay, then the last person from Australia was saying, can y'all bring, okay, I got you, man. He want to know if y'all could bring the tunnel to Australia.
Absolutely.
That would be incredible. Well,
I hear, yo, so, his name is James Emerson. This is James Emerson to Tony.
So listen to me. This is how we do it, okay? The guy who's listening. The people on here.
Five minutes, y'all.
We go out there. Let's get this going. If this guy is serious, start getting this together, and we'll all make plans to go out there, all of us on this line right now. So if this guy is serious, he wants tunnel out there.
That'd
he wants tunnel out there, and he's serious, get in touch with your show. You come to us, and we'll all get ready to go out there on this line. So you get everybody that's talking to come out there, and more tunnel and more type of shit if you're serious. So get in touch with my man on this, and we'll get going if he's serious.
Dope. There it is.
It'll be dope.
All right, there. That was Mike Francis right there. Don't go nowhere, y'all. That's Reborn right there. And Tony Versus and my brother Mark Rippin. You know what I mean? And we're going to go ahead. Before y'all break out, I want to display my man Reborn joint. This is his joint right here called I'm All Yucked Up. So let's go ahead and display that. And then we're going to break up out here at 12 o'clock. So we'll come back in a week and a half with the Lord Manifest Show. And, you know, we'll keep this popping off and keep it going. So, you know what I mean? Don't break out yet. Let's listen to Reborn's record. And, yeah, no doubt. But first... Hey, yo, Ghostface Killer, what's good, Lord?
Yeah, one, two, one, two, one, two. This is Big Ghostface in the building straight from Staten Island. Y'all tuned in to Wu Affiliated Fam Radio right now. Y'all already know what it is. With the God, Tashi Malah, Ghostface, we in the building, Wu Affiliated. That's the fam, yo. One.
Well, what up? Peace.
Uh-huh. This is for all my hard workers in the workforce, no matter what.
Yucked up hearing the
what
wingling.
Employment
the
is.
Yucked up hearing the wingling.
Word
the wingling.
Name, you know what I'm
hearing the wingling.
The wingling.
Here we go.
Yucked up.
Here we go.
Yucked up.
Yucked up hearing the wingling.
The wingling.
Yucked up hearing the wingling.
The wingling.
Yucked up hearing the wingling.
The wingling.
Here we go.
Yucked up.
Here we go.
Yucked up.
Yucked up hearing the wingling.
The wingling.
Yucked up hearing the wingling.
The wingling.
Yucked up hearing the wingling.
The wingling.
Here we go.
Yucked up.
Here we go.
Yucked up.
Every time I had to work, gotta put it with jerk. One that caused me hurt, rude foes going berserk. Give me bad attitude, never show me gratitude. They're mad rude, trying to put me in a bad mood. What I overcome with the beatitudes of Matthew 5. Keep my emotions jacked by my spirit man to rise. Above the nonsense of this everyday BS. I come correct, but keep a flesh man in check. For self-control, make sure my pride don't take a hold. Put a guard over my mind so verbally I won't fold. I stay prayed up while I'm dealing with these haters. Keep focus on my time, I got no time for debaters. I stay strapped with the gospel of peace. Quell my inner beast, now I'm to be released. Protect my mental by taking on the mind of Christ. With spiritual discernment, I see my enemy within line of sight. I alter to my attitude so I be shatterproof. Uplift my mind with Philippians 4a like a Titus 2. And stay focused on the vision I'm a commission. Representing Christ, I'm a wordplay with conviction. And work with honesty may provide for my family. Avoid the pitfalls of the traps that is set for me. Endure my hardships as a true soldier. And trust in the Lord to help me keep my composure. Yucked up, carry the wingling. Yucked up, carry the wingling.
The wingling.
Yucked up, carry the wingling. The wingling. Here we go, here we go. Yucked up, hearing the wingling. Yucked up, hearing the wingling.
Yucked
up, hearing the wingling. Here we go, here we go.
I want
work at Costco, making honest though, building my flow. Do a maintenance assistance, it's my job though. Complete my tasks on a timely basis. Don't care who's a racist, don't have no time to be wasted. I stay focused on my grind with a focused mind, and stay disciplined while I let my light shine. And be a man of integrity and sincerity, working hard, my hands ain't showing dexterity. Never complain about my job, cause I thank my God for granting me this opportunity so I don't have to steal and rob. I'm very grateful, even folks wanna be hateful. I do my work until my Lord and I stay faithful. Never despise a small beginner in my entry level. I started pushing cars at 13 hours where I settled. Then I begin to grow within the company. Benefits of 401k and let my money work for me. And Christ, I'm living the ideal as a black man. I'm far from laziness and that is a fact, man. I know what it's like to be raised and not having love. Taking care of my duties and that's what's made me tough. So my favorite challenges, I still remain in balances. No matter how much malice is, I still won't change my countenance. I work with diligence to stay disciplined like a militant. Only strong surviving, that's a religion. Everyone in the workforce who may have a worse boss, stay home, don't let them take you off your first cross. Don't take a personal defender to be hurting you. Even if they're cursing you, it's not even worth it, though. Just stay focused no matter what the pressure